Father, we thank you that you reveal yourself to us from the top of our heads to the bottom of our toes. Saturate us with your love until we explode with security. And everything that is against your word, Lord, we thank you that it will not function in our lives, but we choose to believe. We choose to believe truth in Jesus. We thank you that all who participate will go away refreshed, renewed, and alive unto you in Jesus' name. You can take this time to get comfortable. Be sure that your arms and legs are not crossed. Begin to open your heart to the Lord. Think about meeting with Him. Decide what you want to know or experience from Jesus the Good Shepherd. Let the song fill your heart with good things. Continue to enjoy and feel the presence of Jesus. Take a deep breath and release it. If you haven't already, you can enter into that place within your heart where you allow the Lord to abide with you, where you spend time with Him receiving His input. Let go of the physical stress in your body. Relax your head. Release the muscles in your face and down your neck. Let your shoulders release and continue down your arms until your fingers become very heavy. Relax the area around your heart. Feel the physical tension let go. Relax the area around your stomach. Feel your legs relax. Begin to notice the bottom of your feet. Are they hot? Are they cold? Release your whole body. Let yourself physically experience opening up to Jesus. Now, as you are aware of His presence, begin to allow your mind to let go of the thoughts of the day. See them leave. Let Jesus take the fears and the anxieties. Know that God loves you and He is happy with you. Replace those things with the peace of God. You can take time to exchange your worries for the peace of Jesus. Notice His peace within you and in the room around you. Feel His peace. It brings rest to your soul. Acknowledge the presence of the Comforter. It is His strength that lives within you. Take another deep breath and exhale. Allow your body to be fully present and yielding to the Holy Spirit who desires to give you rest. You can now enter into your secret place. Begin to notice your surroundings. Smell the fragrances in the air. Feel the soothing warmth of the sun as it touches your skin, the soft stirring of the breeze. Listen to the sounds of nature, the birds calling, the soft babbling of a water stream. Look around as you enjoy this peaceful setting. Notice that there is a path nearby. You can see that Jesus is on the path. It's Jesus, the shepherd. I want you to see that He has His rod and His staff. The rod is His word, and the staff is His spirit. Therefore, He is able to guide you and lead you into all goodness. He is a lamp unto your feet, and He orders the steps of the righteous. You are so confident of Him because you know that Jesus has made you righteous. Now go join Jesus on that path. Say to yourself, "The Lord is my shepherd. He will feed me, guide me, and shield me. I shall not be in lack. Therefore, there is plenty for everyone, including me. Notice the look on his face as you come close to Jesus. Notice the look of love and peacefulness in his eyes. You can even notice how you have responded to the Good Shepherd. Is your body tense? Or is it relaxed and trusting and receptive to him? You can now choose to be comfortable in his presence. Begin to walk along the path with Jesus. As you are walking along the path, look around you and notice the green pastures you're walking in. Walk with Jesus as he leads you from the pathway out into the green pastures. Notice how fresh and sweet the grass smells, how velvety green and lush it is all around you. Feel how soft and springy the grass is beneath your feet. Take off your shoes if you like, and feel the coolness of the beautiful green pastures. As you continue walking through the green pastures with Jesus, feel that you are entering a place of healing. Let the healing presence and peace of God become a part of you. Take it into your heart, deeper and deeper. If you do not feel it right now, just know that you are choosing to experience the life of God. You can even imagine what it would be like if you were feeling it right this minute. This is a time when you can humble yourself by releasing your own way of seeing things and putting on the view and opinion of God. Notice how safe you feel with Jesus, because he is the Good Shepherd. As you're standing in the pasture, there is at your feet a basket. In the basket can be a long-standing hurt or struggle you deal with over and over and over again. Remember, you are safe, and you can begin to acknowledge a struggle or problem in your life. You can even look into the basket and see what might be there. Ask yourself, what is the belief that empowers this pattern in my life? What lie nourishes this problem? Because the basket is not heavy, you can pick it up. And as you walk through the green pastures, carry the basket with you. Look around and find a nice, comfortable place where you can sit down. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is here to help you. His love is greater than what is in the basket. Now push the basket over and let the contents spill onto the grass. You can notice the healing green pastures are beginning to absorb that trouble, that pain that has been in your heart. Once again, notice the peace and presence of God. As the hurt is being absorbed, you are being refreshed because Jesus says He restores your soul. Feel your soul being restored. Use your imagination and see the trouble becoming smaller and smaller and smaller until it becomes a dot and it disappears. Now that that problem is completely gone, I want you to stand up again and begin to walk back towards the path with Jesus. I want you to remember that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, always leads you in the paths of righteousness. That it is His righteousness, it is His power that leads you. He has equipped you with everything that you need. You have been given a full measure of the Holy Spirit that lives within you. Feel the life of God that has replaced what was in the basket. I want you to notice how light and easy it is, how all things are possible with God. Celebrate that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let the joy bubble up out of you. Look at Jesus and smile at Him. Continue to walk along the path with Jesus, and you will begin to walk into the future. When difficult situations come along, you easily maintain your peace because you believe that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. See yourself able to receive blessings in a peaceful attitude. Everywhere you go, the Good Shepherd is with you. When trouble comes, He will lead you through it. The guidance of the Good Shepherd is always available to you. He lives within you. See and feel your life unfold with joy and confidence in the love of Jesus. Keep walking with Him until you get to the end of your life. And I want you to see that you are continually guided, and there is always a lamp that guides your path. Jesus is the lamp. He is the Good Shepherd. You experience the abundant life because you are a son or a daughter, and you are led by the Spirit. Now you can walk to where the path began. Remind yourself that any future trouble can be exchanged for peace. Remember that you are always led, guided, comforted protected, healed, and blessed by the Good Shepherd. Create an association that will help you remember and experience the safety of the Good Shepherd. It can be a picture, a thought, word, or feeling that will help you to remember His abiding presence. Now magnify that association. See it in full color. Let it become bigger than life. And now see it go into your heart. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow you all the days of your life. And through the length of your days in the house of the Lord, His presence shall be your dwelling place. Enjoy the goodness, mercy, and the unfailing love of Jesus. You can give the Good Shepherd full access to your heart, and you can be yielded and surrendered to the guidance of the Good Shepherd. Take a deep breath and exhale. When you open your eyes, which you can do at any time, you will have a confident expectation and awareness of good things.
Shepherd of my soul, You have made me whole. Surely goodness and mercy shall share.